Impressive win today. What were the adjustments the defense made for you guys to come out so strong from start to finish?
Preparation all week, man. Coach Ken Norton, all the defensive coaches, we knew what they wanted to do, and we were well prepared for it.
What were some of the things?
We knew stretch, run, boot, all those different things that they used to get their quarterback confidence. We knew they were going to do it, and he was trying to get a good little pressure on them tonight.
You and Derek talked about building a culture here since you got here. Is this sort of the night you guys envisioned?
Yeah, for sure. When you talk about winning ball games, that's what it is. That's how you change the culture, by winning and doing all the things that it takes to win. And that's the preparation. And that's D.C. getting the offense ready. And we over here getting the defense ready. And special teams, everybody working on one accord.
Beating a team like this, though, on a stage like this, is that a big step in terms of that? Or?
Yeah. You talk about the stage, but it was another game. It was another game for us that we knew we had to win. And you've seen that through the effort from everybody out there today.
Khalil was another game, but a national scope.
Yeah.
It wasn't just another game.
Scope. Yeah. They all the same. Even though it's national, you go out and you try to win the game like any other Sunday.
Take us through the Mac Attacks tonight.
Which one? Take us through the Mac Attacks. I don't even remember all of them. It's two, right?
Yeah.
It's two? Okay. I was getting overset by 71 Stevens on the backside. Came underneath on one, and then the next one I stabbed inside because I knew he was going to bite on it. Came on the outside, tried to get the ball out.
What kind of a statement do you feel like you guys have made tonight?
You talk about statements, but we still playing. It's gonna be another one we got to play over there in Mile High. So we're just looking forward to week by week, and getting better.
You head into the bye week in first place. How do you guys maintain that momentum with the week off to come back and pick up where you left off?
Make sure everybody stays focused. Coming to work with the same focus and preparation on the bye week, even though we know we're going to have a little bit more free time to get guys healthy. That's what the process is. Make sure guys get healthy over the offseason, the bye week, I mean, and just get ready for Monday night.
Can you admit that tonight was a big, giant step in the whole, I guess, culture change, but in building of this program here.
Yeah, we taking steps. You can say they giant, you can say they small, but it's one game at a time, and that's the focus of this team, and that's what's helping us move forward so quickly.
The discussion coming up in this game was that the Raiders hadn't beaten a big winning team this year. Do you think this ties that down?
I don't know. Y'all got to ask Vic. Vic, every time Vic picks us to lose, man, we come out with the victory. I think that got something to do with it. You motivate us, Vic. You motivate us, baby. I appreciate you.
So yeah. It's the taper element.
Yeah, you say tape?
Yeah, the taper element. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Couple more psychology. Couple more questions.
What's up? You need to look at the other side of the ball. You guys have been so pass happy this year.
Yeah.
Had so much success. Tonight, they were able to turn around and punch them in the mouth by running the ball. What does that do for you guys, just knowing that you have that versatility?
You're talking about the completeness of our offense, man. Derek can throw it deep, but we got Tay Train, we got Rashard, Richard back there. I got to pronounce it right, Rashard back there. We got DeAndre back there. And so this is all things working together, man. Everybody working together. We got that big O-line. Give credit to them. They slowed them down. And I believe, how many rushing yards they had tonight? Like 200 plus?
That's crazy.
That's big time from the O-line.
Your job is to go after quarterbacks. What you're talking about your O-line, what makes them so good at protecting their
– Man, when you talk about D.C., man, they going to try to protect them by any means. Even if it takes a few holding calls, they're going to make sure that nobody touches them. And he got touched one time tonight, but I don't think he got touched no more.